That person was Anne Margaret Jensen.
Oh! Come on up, Anne. Anne of Green Gables, come on up.
Wow, wasn't worship amazing? Wasn't worship amazing? Tessa is incredible. She's going to be famous one day. And then you'll be like, I know her. She has an EP on iTunes. Go buy it. So, tonight is a small group night. So I'm just going to share a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to be doing small groups after. But for the next 6 weeks, we are going to be talking about Jesus. Woo! So, just wanted, you guys to interact with me. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think Jesus? When someone says Jesus? Bible? Savior? Did you say beard? Okay, I thought you said something else. Never mind. Anyone else? All powerful. Son? Yeah. Human? That is a good one. So tonight we're going to be talking about why is Jesus so important. You guys, we always joke in church how a speaker asks a question and you're like, no matter what, the answer is always Jesus. Tonight, that's true. The answer is Jesus. Well, actually, the answer is always Jesus. But I'm going to be talking about John 14:6. So if you guys have your Bibles, I want to open them. So, John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. And that is Jesus speaking. Now, this is a loaded, loaded verse. Does anybody want to give, what do you think that means? Anybody? Anybody? I will pick someone out. And don't think I'm not joking. Wow, you guys are really tired for a Friday night. So, there are three parts to this verse. The way, the truth, and the life. Did you guys know that God created you to be in relationship with him? Woo! And so he sent Jesus. Now, there are three parts to God. You know, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes? Wow, do I have to get you guys to stand up and do exercises? Or? Yeah? No, I'm not going to do that. We don't have enough time. So, God sent Jesus so we could be free of our sin. Everybody knows, Jesus came to die on the cross. But if you think about it, that is a really super intense thing that Jesus did. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. So, actually, if you go through and read the whole chapter 14 in John, Jesus is talking to his disciples because he's about to go back to heaven. And they're kind of like, God, where are you going? Like, what's happening? And this whole chapter, Jesus is really telling them, it's going to be okay. Just because I'm leaving you doesn't mean you're going to be alone. Because in the Old Testament, God only spoke to the people through prophets. Like Samuel, when he spoke to Saul and all that. And then Jesus came, and Jesus was speaking God's heart to the people. And then so he's leaving, and he's like, guys, it's okay. I'm leaving, but I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit, which is God and I in you, so you can speak God's word to everyone else. Cool? Wow. Guys asleep? What is this? Micah is not asleep. So Jesus is the way. Oh. Truth, Mikey, you're ahead of me. You're listening. Good job. The truth. So, when you think of God, what do you think? Loving Father. Justice. Did you guys know that everything that God is can be found in Jesus? Yes. Whoa. Uh-huh. He is the Father. So you guys remember last Sunday when we did that super awesome prophecy stuff, when we were getting up? Was that not amazing? Did you know because Jesus came, died on the cross, and he went back to heaven, because you have Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God inside of you, you can speak what God is on God's heart. Is that not amazing? Like, the more, if you spend time with him and you just dig into the word, you can speak his heart to other people who may not even be able to hear God's voice yet. How awesome is that? So good. Jesus is so awesome, guys. Like, I know we say that, but he really is. He came to die on the cross for you so you wouldn't have to pay the price for your sins. You guys, sometimes I think in church we kind of forget about the Jesus part, but we need to kind of come back and be like, Jesus came to die on the cross for me so I can live for eternity on the earth and then go to heaven and live for eternity with God. Like, how amazing is that? Very amazing. Yeah. In Hebrews 1, it talks about how the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of him. So Jesus is everything God is, but he was also a man. Nobody in the history of the Bible can ever say they were God and man. Yeah, nice try, Jez. Yeah. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I think it's sometimes it's hard to grasp what Jesus did on the cross, but when we get that, it opens a door for so much. You know, we can't fully understand God, but when we fully accept what Jesus did on the cross, we are opened up to so many amazing things. God gave me this picture this week when I was just praying about this stuff. And he showed me a door, a big wooden door, and it had this huge keyhole. And as, you know, I saw people going up and taking, like, you know, regular size keys and kind of putting it in, but they couldn't open it. And I was like, hey, God, what does this mean? And he was like, Jesus is the key. Jesus is the key that unlocks that door to all of who God is. Cool. Is that not awesome? So we were created to have relationship with God, and God is love. So don't you think Jesus is love too? He died for you. He must love you. Just saying. You know, we live in a fallen world where, you know, you can turn on the TV and everybody's looking for love and they're searching and searching. But, you know, the answer is right there. God is there. And in John 17:3, it says, now this is eternal life, that we may know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. So that is, what is the first commandment? To love the Lord your God with love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. So you, basically, everything you are, has to love God. You guys, I said this earlier, but you know, when we fully grasp what Jesus did on the cross, it just blows your mind. Sometimes if you think about it, it's just like mind blown. And we are opened to be loved by God. And it seems like such a simple thing, but it really isn't. When we realize who Jesus is and what he did on the cross, it just opens you up to understanding God, even though, you know, technically we can't fully understand God and who he is. But we can come to the point where we're like, yeah, I want to be in relationship, and I want to, you know, I want to do the things that God has called me to. And because Jesus died for you, you have an amazing road where you can just be, go and do amazing things. Each and every one of you has an incredible destiny. God has something amazing that only you can do. And that's because Jesus died on the cross, we don't have to spend our whole life paying for what we've done. How amazing is that? So good. So Jesus should be the number one thing in your life. And I know, I remember a couple weeks ago, David Ross talked about this. When we want to not have anything above God. And I know it's hard, sometimes even I'm like going through the day-to-day and it's like, oh, I don't really want to read my Bible, or I really don't want to spend time with God. But when we put Jesus above everything else, we are able to walk out the destiny that God has for us, and you are able to live out the life that God has called you to. How awesome is that? Yeah, I'm just going to pray, and then I think we're going to go into small groups and just talk more about, you know, we have amazing leaders here. You guys can just talk about how, you know, how you see Jesus and how important he is in your life. Yeah, so I'm just going to pray over all of you. Yeah, God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you for just the amazing lives that you've called us to live because Jesus died on the cross. And I thank you that you're just going to be able to reveal to each and every one of the youth here tonight how important it is to put you first.